Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi. You're nuzzling my breast this morning on my Sexy Liberal Survivors Tour t-shirt.
Oh.
Hi.
Well, I'm glad to be nuzzling. Good morning from the New York
Bureau. Good morning. Oops. Good morning. Speaking of which, we're coming. Get those tickets October 23rd, Madison, yep. Wisconsin.
Yes.
Let's
yes.
do this. Okay.
It's going to be a riot. I'm so excited. And everyone who can't make it to Madison gets to watch us live on Meat Hook. We are pay-per-viewing this thing because why not?
Exactly. Live. You will be there with us. But listen, proof of vaccination required, masking. Yeah. So let's do this safely, but let's do it in Madison. Yeah. Let's see each other again. Come on out.
Can't wait to actually get out amongst people again.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Very excited.
I really feel bad for all the sexy liberal fans who refuse to get vaccinated and wear masks. You know, I really
all
feel
two
bad
of them?
For that demographic. your followers are way too responsible and pro-life, Stephanie. I'll have you know. Did you think that we would be the pro-life patriots?
Yes,
like
I did.
I don't want to hear any right-wingers ever claim either of those words anymore. We're the ones fighting for life. We're the ones who care about American life. The rest of them, well, you know.
Yes. So, because as you happen to bring that up, advisors to the CDC voted yesterday. We know, right? We're getting shots in arms today, or what? It's Pfizer booster shot for certain people 30, 65 and up, and those in long-term care facilities. That's my mom. That's good news. Who were initially vaccinated with Pfizer should receive a booster dose. People aged 50 to 64 with underlying medical conditions should also get a booster. And other groups of at-risk individuals may choose to get a booster if they feel they need it in consultation with their physician. These individuals include people 18 to 49 with underlying health conditions. So, you know.
Yeah. And the CDC also confirmed that they believe that Ben Shapiro should get a booster seat. So there's that as well.
I see what you did there. I didn't even see that coming.
That
I knew
funny.
It was something. Yeah. I could hear the comedy train chugging. I didn't know what it was, but here we are.
I always try to telegraph all my moves.
By the way, Kathy Hochul, your new governor, who I like because she's a Buffalo kid. She's up to transit from my hometown of Lackport, New York. Hi, Kathy Hochul from Cheek to Wagon.
We're going to have to go back and play the Shays Performing Arts Center in Buffalo and get Kathy to come and explain why we have these accents.
That's right. Special discounts for people in Tanawanda, Lackawanna, and Cheek to Wagon.
Okay. New York State, baby. The more north you go, the more south it gets.
But I love this. I'm liking her so far. She is warning that New York will take a hard line against nurses who don't comply with vaccine mandates. She said to all the healthcare providers, doctors and nurses in particular who are vaccinated, I say thank you because you're keeping true to your oath. To those who won't, we will be replacing people. Good for you. Good for her. She said we are sending out a call statewide. There are facilities in New York City. 98% of their staff are vaccinated. They don't have a worker shortage. We are working closely with those hospitals to find out where we can get other individuals to come in and supplement nursing homes and other facilities. I mean, John, it's personal for all of us, but it's personal for me because my mom, it looks like today will be the first day now in weeks again that it will open up because they've had so many COVID cases because not even half of their staff are vaccinated, and they keep having COVID case after COVID case. I have to worry that my mom's going to get a breakthrough case. They have to shut down. No one can go see her. I mean, it is.
And you have to remember something. Like, yeah. While I agree that it's, we don't want to have everyone getting their third booster shot while the first world, third world is still waiting for their first.
Right.
But this is approved for over 65s, and over 90% of the breakthrough cases requiring hospitalization are seniors.
Yeah.
So I deeply, deeply approve of this. I think it's great that we're doing it. I hate to say it, John.
Because we've written letters to, like, this is unconscionable that you are leaving your, because, you know, obviously people in nursing, they're trapped there. You know, like, they're trapped, and it's obviously the staff that's bringing it in. And so on top of everything else, you have to worry about your loved one in a nursing home that's going to happen. But I'm sorry. I hate to say it, John, because you and I want to believe in people's whatever Christian values. Mm-hmm. But I said to my sisters, like, they're not going to do it till they have to, until they're going to lose their Medicare and Medicaid funding. That's what the polling is showing, John, is the carrots didn't work. It's the sticks that are working.
But that's how it always is. I mean, these people are, of course, watching a lot of Tucker Carlson. And so they don't want to put a vaccine, when they don't know what's in it, inside their body. And that's why they turn to horse paste. Mm-hmm. But you're exactly right. Because, look, I mean, seatbelts, no one used them until they were afraid of getting a ticket. Right? Like with smoking, no one quit smoking until they couldn't do it indoors anymore.
Yeah. I've said this before. I've had an attorney a long time ago, John, that just said to me, you know, Steph, I'm just sorry. People don't do the right thing because it's the right thing. They do it because they have to. And I hate to say it, but the polling is saying all these incentives that we offered, they said really did almost nothing to change the vaccination rate. It is these mandates. I mean, for instance, speaking of my mom in nursing homes, experts have shed new light. There's a new variant in a nursing home, discovered in a nursing home, of course, in Kentucky, which has infected at least 45 residents and healthcare staff. The strain has 5 mutations seen in other variants, plus many unique ones. Oy. Many residents of the Kentucky nursing home were fully vaccinated, but the evolved virus was able to circumvent their antibody protection. Unvaccinated infected staff member initiated the outbreak in early March, resulting in the wave of infections. And this is what keeps happening. Every time my mom's nursing home opens up, it closes down again because there's another case, because they will not make their employees get it. It just is unconscionable to me, John, that any healthcare worker, that should be the first no-brainer, have to be vaccinated, period, right?
Well, you know, here's the thing about Republicans. And in this case, when I say Republicans, I don't mean Manchin and Sinema, although sometimes I do. But in this case, you're exactly right. I mean, they're not really pro cops. If you believe that, I'll show you footage of January 6th that doesn't bother them. They're not really pro military. They're falling over each other with attack General Milley. They're not really against abortion. If they didn't like abortion, they would support more birth control and sex ed. They're not really pro life. Once again, it has been confirmed that the liberals who support abortion rights are the pro life people. And once again, some of the best Christians I know are the atheists.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you got into a fight with a right winger on Twitter that said, talked about, what is it? Oh, Trump shut down travel, blah, 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 to China. And you just, I had to hit them with facts. You said, one, the U.S. was the 38th nation to, quote unquote, ban travel from China. Two, but it was only a ban on foreign nationals who'd been in China the last 14 days. Three, Donald Trump let 400,000 plus enter the U.S. from China with no tests or quarantines. Number four, Donald Trump was called racist because of Kung Flu and China virus. Five, because he's a racist. Okay, so, right, they tried this lie again about Trump shut the country down. They called him a racist. Yeah, he didn't shut it down at all.
And oh my God, look,
and they all went to Europe. That's why New York, you were so hard hit there, because what he did, they all went to Europe from China and then came into New York.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But this is all they've got. Donald Trump lied to every conservative and everyone they love. Don't forget what this was all about a year ago when he was saying, fill the pews at Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that same week, we've got him on tape telling Bob Woodward that he knows it's a deadly airborne virus. These guys are so blindly obedient to Donald Trump, and they don't really care about anything except their grand venereal wizard. So we got to call it out. Trump lied. He lied to everyone, just like the government of Iran lied. And again, anytime they're talking about China, it's just a deflection. It's just a misdirect from talking about Trump, because they can't defend him. So that's why they're so obsessed with saying that China released this. And it's like, okay, all right, so hang on. What they're saying to avoid talking about Trump is that China spends 6 decades becoming the greatest economic powerhouse in the world. And then they decided to destroy that by deliberately releasing a novel coronavirus on their own people.
Right, yeah.
This is how crazy the right-wing people are and how desperate they are to not face the facts that they've been suckered again, like they were suckered under Bush and Cheney, suckered under Reagan. And right now you can look in D.C. and see which Democrats are fighting for them and which Democrats aren't, because we know no Republicans are.
Yeah. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave. Bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need. Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free. Free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
Do you see how he slipped that venereal in on us?
Yeah, he doesn't even tell us you're pretty. He just, John Spoon's like,
usually how you get it.
Slips it in.
Slipping on you, isn't it? Kind of comes up without realizing.
Wow. Yeah. That felt good.
Yeah. Don't mean to touch a sore spot.
Sorry. John, where on the level of hilarity for you as a comedian does the Arizona fraud it fall, that they actually found less votes, that Trump lost by more? 261 votes more. 360.
They thought he did, and then
Joe Biden got 99 votes more. From the fraud it, from the cyber ninjas, and also that Trump tweeted last night to watch for the very respected Arizona audit results tomorrow. Which part's the funniest?
The funniest part is how much it cost Trump, Stephanie, that it cost Trump money to be proven a loser again. Because let me tell you, I am so old, everybody, I can remember the first time Joe Biden won the 2020 election.
Yeah.
And it's almost as funny as the fact that Rudy Giuliani and his son have been banned from Fox News. You know, I mean, I don't know how many billion-dollar lawsuits it took,
but
Fox didn't have to ban Mini-Me, but they went ahead and did it. And so I almost feel like for a whole day, I shouldn't say anything bad about the network.
God, I hope Rudy doesn't drink heavily today. Yes, Rudy...
He's a walking lawsuit in a cheap suit that reeks of bourbon. He's been drinking before he got the news.
Can I get the tiniest of violins? Yes, Rudy Giuliani and some other senior aides to Trump have been banned from Fox News. He's not been on for nearly 3 months. He learned of the ban the night before 9/11 anniversary.
Yes.
When his scheduled appearance on Fox and Friends to mark the 20th anniversary was cut. The ban comes from the top and includes Giuliani's toothy son, Andrew. Is Gary Busey involved in either him or Eric Trump? I don't. There's a lot of something. Dominion Voting Systems has sued Fox for allowing guests like Giuliani, who's also been sued, to spread false claims about the 2020 election. And he recently admitted during a recently publicized FBI deposition that he pushed lies about Hillary Clinton on the network ahead of the 2016. Have I ever mentioned to you, Jody, that I will
die angry
about Hillary?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Once or twice.
So, I think even Hillary's heard that by now.
I think so.
Yes.
Well, it seems she might come on then to commiserate with me about it. John, it's a very bad week, a very bad day for the big lie people, isn't it? Everything kind of...
I mean, it's been a bad week in general, you know? We're still reeling from Afghanistan, this horrendous border crisis that increasingly is looking manufactured. We've had to deal with right-wing people coming out and saying... Those men on horseback weren't whipping them with leather horse whips. They were only whipping these humans with leather horse reins.
The reins, okay?
Like, that's their moral argument here. And again, Biden has been quietly relocating thousands of these poor folks from Jamaica into the country. We know that if this was the Swedish women's volleyball team...
Hello, I'd go down and help myself.
All these racists would be saying, let freedom ring. Give us, you're tired, you're poor, you're busty and blonde. So, you know, it's so disgusting. But you got to remember the good things. We've made peace with France. Our long national nightmare is over.
That's what I'm talking about. All the media freakouts over Biden, right? It's just like, everything is over with France. Oh, it's fine now? Okay, the ambassador's back? Oh, my God.
Only about money. The whole thing with France was only about freaking money. to build nuclear submarines.
Right.
Because I guess that's how we're going to fight cyber warfare and Al-Qaeda, right? Underwater?
Right. Like, yes.
This is what it's all about.
Yes.
But again, the media is not liberal. The media is terrified of being called liberal. The
yeah.
only bias the media has are eyeballs, clicks, ratings. So they'll always go after Joe Biden to try to make themselves appear less biased, when in reality, they're biased towards trying to get Fox viewers to watch.
Yeah. Well, we're having a subpoena party, right? Mm-hmm. Justice is starting to come.
Hmm. Yes. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
My God, Mark Meadows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So this. So it's a good thing. My big birthday is next week. Sexy liberal. I know for my birthday is going to sell out. Pay per view going through the roof. But October 23rd, me and John and Hal and Frangible, all of us coming to Madison, Wisconsin, to the Barrymore Theater. Get those tickets. The VIP is going very fast.
It's the only live show this year.
Yeah. And proof of vaccination required. Yep. We are all going to do it and do it safely. And the important question, are you and Hal Sparks going to keep your Jesus COVID hair? Or are you going to get a haircut?
No, I will be having, I will still, look, I, as you can tell, I'm infected with the Fabio variant. So yes, looking like I'm in a goth
country. People saying,
man.
Oh, will you come on stage on horseback? That would be so fantastic. Shirtless.
Who's going to pay for the horse?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Oh my God. If you go shirtless, I'll pay for the horse.
You bring the horse, I'll bring the horse dewormer.
Oh my God. We'll make it an ivermectin joke. I'll toss out tubes of horse paste. Remember right after the hurricane, I threw out rolls of paper towel at the audience in Chicago.
Right.
They loved it.
Stephanie,
it killed.
You're going to have to show proof that you actually own a horse in order to
get
the ivermectin.
Jody's good at Photoshopping. She's done it before. She makes it look like I'm part of her family. Just do some horses. Okay. Oh, my God. John Spiegelsang, shirtless with his Fabio hair, rides a cloppity-cloppity-clop. We'll ride out on stage in Madison. I will throw out horse paste. Let's do this, people! Love you, John.
Thank you, guys. Hey, by the way, really quick, Charles Blow is on my show tonight.
Oh,
and
hey.
Next week, I am returning for the first time in 18 months to the SiriusXM studios in New York.
Oh, wow.
You're letting me back into the Howard Stern Tower. I'm doing a very special town hall with little Steven Van Zandt of the E Street Band and Sopranos. He has a great memoir out that's incredible, and he asked me to come and do a thing. And I'm excited to finally see my desk again, because I left a lot of dairy products there in March of 2020, and I want to see my cheese collection and yogurt are still intact.
Ew. All right. I love you in a super dirty way. Goodbye.
Thanks, John.
Have a great weekend, Mooks.
Bye-bye. Bye, honey.